USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Work now underway to find the motive behind a deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed in Thursday's shooting at a FedEx facility. 19-year-old Brandon Hole, ID'd as the gunman, the former FedEx employee killed by what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators at Hole's home Friday seizing evidence. President Biden reacting to the shooting.
Every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas. It's a national embarrassment and must come to an end.
Biden calling for common sense gun violence prevention legislation, and he says he won't give up until it's done. Thousands protesting in Chicago Friday night over a deadly police shooting. 13-year-old Adam Toledo shot to death last month in the city's Little Village neighborhood. Police body cam video shows the boy unarmed with his hands up as he shot. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Protesters arrested in Minnesota. About 100 people arrested Friday night in the sixth night of protests over the death of Dante Wright, the 20-year-old shot to death by a Brooklyn Center police officer. That officer charged with second-degree manslaughter. China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's 2-year-old son.
I'm just really hurt for my son because, like, he doesn't have his father now, and it's like, it's kind of stressful on me because, like, I really don't want to do this by myself.
Whitaker also expressing gratitude for the support she has received since Sunday's shooting. The number of COVID deaths worldwide, now over 3 million. That grim milestone reached Saturday based on numbers by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. recording the most deaths, over 566,000. According to JHU, 9 countries have yet to record a COVID death, including the Holy See. Meanwhile, Virginia reporting its first 2 cases of a variant strain from Brazil. The P1 strain now present in at least 23 states. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Johnson & Johnson revealing more information about its blood clotting issues. Tim Berg has more.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A somber day in Great Britain. Wendy King has details.
Britain is preparing for a big Saturday funeral for late Prince Philip at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. It will feature the royal family and include a national minute of silence. Prince Philip passed away a week ago after spending weeks in the hospital. The service will be broadcast on television and streamed online. A ceremonial procession inside the grounds of Windsor Castle will begin right before the service. Queen Elizabeth says she will not take part in the procession. Prince William and Prince Harry will walk apart behind the coffin, separated by their cousin, Peter Phillips. The decision to separate the brothers was made by the Queen. They've had a strained relationship since Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle stepped away from their royal duties last year and moved to California. Meghan Markle, who's pregnant, won't attend the funeral on the advice of her doctor. Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, was not invited to the funeral. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.